Translation. When the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son, Narayana.
In the previous class, also, it has been described, Bhulan, Payana, Mula. And here is also, Sarivam Vatmana Agya. Agya means one who has no sufficient knowledge. It is called Agya. And Mula means as, that's it. So both the verses, Yadami is described as fool, rascal, and without sufficient knowledge. Why? Because he is attached to the child and he does not know that death is coming. Death is there. This is our position. We say that God is there. God is not there. God is coming very soon, wait a few years. He will be there. This is the position. You ask, God is not there. God is coming to eat you, to kill you. Yes, Krishna says, Mrittu harasya aham. What is death? Death like you are free, death like you have been something. Death means you have forgotten. Suppose I was a very big king or prime minister or president, but that is all finished. Now I am another life, another chapter of life. Kathādi āntara prāpti. You have to change your body. It may be lower degree or higher degree, but you have to change your body. There are 8,400,000 species of life, forms of life. You have to accept one. That is our real problem. If we forget the real problem and blindly and foolishly say that God is dead, God may be dead, but God's law is not dead. Suppose the king dies, the president dies, does it mean the government dies? The government is wrong. He can say, God is there. God is not there. Neither you are there. But if you foolishly say that God is there, that does not mean his law is also there. Law is wrong. One king may be there. The next, his son or somebody will become king. And his government law is wrong. So, what is the use of talking foolishly like God is there? God is there. God is heaven. And this is going on. This morning, we are talking. So we are concerned with the laws of God. God may be dead or alive. It doesn't matter. Suppose, by law, we are prisoners. We are in the prison house. And all of a sudden, the president or the king dies. Does it mean he tells the priest? No. The answer is wrong. This is Bengali power says, Raja Molle Rajo Akkar. Well, if the king dies, his government is not strong. We should remember that. So that government is prakriti, the material nature. And say, prakriti kriyamanani kuninkarvani sarvasa. You are reading Bhagavad Gita. So, This is in our foolish sense that God is there and don't care for God. For God, actually God is not there. You are there. You are there because you are there actually. Because this body, the bodily concept of life, this body is there. Just like you are driving one car, but if you think that I am the car is there. The car is moving because you are alive. Similarly, this dead body, this body is there, already there, from the very beginning. But it is moving on account of the soul, within knowledge. It is dead from the very beginning. Therefore, this Shastra is saying that this time, this is not perfect. Aprānasya hirdeyasya mannanam lokaranyam. Aprānasya hirdeyasya. Deha. Deha means this body. So, either it is dead or alive, it has no life. Aprānasya hirdeyasya. Deha is not alive. It is always dead. Simply we understand, because we are fully dressed, we understand that the body is there when the soul is there. The body is always there. So bhagavad-bhakti-dihinasya jati-yavastapakriya. If one is not Krishna conscious, bhagavad-bhakti-dihinasya, then he is big nationality jati. His achievement, the first couple, his activities, everything of Bhagavad Bhakti, the Himishtar, Jati, the first couple, Kriya, these, all the things are like decoration of the dead body. Aprana sahi devasa, mannanam lokaran. Mannanam lokaran. We are decorating this body with flower, ornaments, nice cloth. How long? So long the life is there. Then it is beautiful. Otherwise, no more good. If you garland, suppose I become dead and you garland, it may be pleasing to somebody. But what is the value? There is no value. So this material civilization, they're decorating this body. So the bodily concept of life is concerned in the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita. His knowledge was given to Arjuna by Krishna when he surrendered. When he was talking friendly, he did not say. When Krishna, Arjuna, submitted, that Krishna, I am now perplexed. So, how my intelligence can be revived? You know, Krishna, Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So, his perfect position can be solved by Krishna, that he knew. Therefore, he said, Shishya Sveham Sadhimam Prabandham Krishna Namathanita. We are wasting time. Now I become your disciple, Shishya. Shishya means disciple. You kindly advise me. I am surrendering it to you. But the Dhipanipasana, spiritual master means you are surrendered to me. If you talk foolish, then you will not be benefited. You must submissively hear and accept what I say. So, when Krishna began to teach him as teacher, the first thing he uttered, anyone can tell what he first said?
Shishya
Asachyananusutastam prajnalanasa. Vatasun avatasun sa. Nanusutanti pandita. My dear Arjuna, you are talking like very learned scholars, but you are so rascal that you are talking of this body. So far this body is concerned, either it is dead or alive, it is not the subject matter of any talk. Those who are learned scholars, they don't talk about the body, they talk about the soul. That is what it is. What is it? It is this body. Suppose it is talk. Then if you talk about this talk, you can talk. You can write volumes of books. This silk was purchased from that shop and it was manufactured in such days. And the man manufactured, he's like this, he's like, you can go on talking nonsense like that. And can write books. So all these rascal philosophers, they are writing about this cloth. Yes. This is not the subject matter for the learned scholar. Nanusutanti pandita. What is this word? A combination of matter, it is already there, because the living soul is there, it is moving, and as soon as the living soul is out of this body, it is used. So, what is there important talking about this great body? That tava, it is made of this. Earth ingredient, bhumi rapana, and it will become. Either there are three transformation of this body. One transformation is S. Another transformation is 2. Another transformation is earth. There are 3 different types of transformation. It's like Christian people, they bury the body. So, in due course of time, we find, say, after 10 years, the body is finished. It is now us. The body has become us. And Hindus, the body, so the body becomes ash. And the Parsis, they throw the body to be eaten by the horse. It becomes stool. This is the last, I will say, transformation of this body. And we are so much busy about this ash, stool and earth. Just see how foolish you are. Therefore, Krishna said to Arjuna, gatasana gatasana. It's like motor car. Good driver or no driver. What is it? It is his matter. That's all. Why one should be busy about this motor car? One should be busy about the driver. Whether he stays nicely, whether he sitting nicely, he drives. If you don't take care of the driver, simply you wash the car. What is the use? The car will not be moving without driver. Similarly, the whole civilization should be on the basis of understanding this world. That is civilization. So unfortunately, by the spell of Maya, just like this Agamila, he is committing sinful activity. He is now rogue, thief, cheater. He doesn't care about that. But he is taking care of the body of the child. He is thinking, this child is sin when I am in danger. There is another part in the second canto. Viha vasta kalatra di suru atma sarnesu asasu api ප්‍රවක්තා තස්සා නිධන පස්සන්නති නපස්සති.
දේහ ධ්‍යානයිසිස් බාඩි අපස්සා සෙච්චිල දේහවස්තු ප්‍රවක්තා හිස්වායි දේහවස්තු බලප්‍රාදී ආත්ම සර්ණේසු here is study for existence and we are thinking that this my strong body and my nice dinner and my wife yes, my soul yes, as what I am saying. Everyone is thinking that. I am the good family. I've got my family members in hand. I've got the strong body. Oh, what do I care? God is there. This is our Krishna Sutta. We are thinking that this paraphernalia, my country, my community, my consumer, or my family, my wife, my children, whatever it is, my. So I am thinking that they will give me all protection. No. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Dehavakta Palatradi Su, Asasturabhi. He knows that they will be threatened. They cannot give protection to themselves. What protection they give to me? This is not. Dehavakta Palatradi Su, Atma Sanyesu Asasturabhi, Pramatta Tasta Nidana. He knows that they will be finished. He has practically cleaned it. He still is in this. This is karma. Maya means thinking one and is thinking otherwise. He is soldier, the so-called soldier, the protector. Will be finished, but he is still independent. Come on. A bird is flying with his family in the sky. But if there is some danger, then no other bird can help you. You have to help yourself. It's an aeroplane. It doesn't stop. Aeroplane is flying. But if one aeroplane is in danger, no other plane can give him any help. If you fall down and crash, please. So we have to take care of ourselves. We are thinking, my country, my community, they're all busy in this way. But they will save me. No. When they will come, nobody will save me. Remember that. Your challenge is God is dead. When God will come and make you kill, nobody can save you. So we are so foolish, we are thinking that God is there and I shall continue my life and my wife, my children, my countrymen, my nation will tell me that is not possible. Thank you very much.